the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Amud Beis. We are in the 6th volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're starting a brand new siman, Tof Resh Ayin Beis, in Shulchan Aruch. And we begin, this siman is dealing with Zman Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. Now, there's relatively little Mechaber over here, but there's a tremendous amount of Mishnah Berurah, Bir Halacha, and Dershu footnotes, so we'll try to get through as much as we can. The Mechaber starts Sif Aleph. In Madlikin Ner Chanukah Kodim Shetishka Hachama. We don't light the Chanukah licht until the sun is set, which we'll discuss in great detail. And this means Elo Im Sof Shkiyosa. We'll remind ourselves that there's a huge machlokas known as the Rabbeinu Tam versus the Vilna Gaon and the Gaonim's Shita. And Rabbeinu Tam says that there are two Shkiyos, and therefore there's going to be Elo Im Sof Shkiyosa. You light towards the end of the Shkiyah, the second Shkiyah. And Loma Achrin Lo Makdim. And the Mechaber tells us you're not allowed to light later and you're not allowed to light earlier. We'll see all of this in story, but let's finish reading the Mechaber first. Then he brings down the Yesh Misha Omer. This opinion is brought down in the name of Maria Buav, as you can see in the Beragola. She'im hutarud, if a person is very preoccupied and busy, yochol lahakdim miplaga mincha lamala. Even though the Mechaber just said you shouldn't be makdim, you're allowed to be makdim if you're under pressing circumstances to light from plaga mincha, which is 1 hour and 15 minutes, shows manios, before the shkia. And this is because, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara, it's already considered nighttime, and therefore you can light miplaga mincha olamala. And the Mechaber concludes, however, obavad, however, one has to be careful, shitim b'shemen, you have to put in enough oil, if you're putting oil in, if you're using a wax candle, make sure it's large enough, shetichle regel min hashuk, that it should last while people are still walking in the streets until all the people are done walking in the streets, which again, we'll define momentarily. So that's all the Mechaber we have. There's no Ramah today. And now let's jump right into the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Aleph tells us that this means, imsov shkiyosa means hainu tseisa kochovim. This is the second shkiyah, according to the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam and those that hold like him. And this means tseisa kochovim, when the stars come out. Sha'azam ovrim vishovim. At that point, the people in the streets are going back and forth, they're returning home from work, v'roim v'veso, and therefore they can see this, the ikar persuminisa, and they'll see the candles being lit, and this is the mitzvah persuminisa of the Chanukah licht. However, achein be'erev Shabbos, obviously, on Erev Shabbos, you can't light by the Shkia. It's already Shabbos. So, Makdim, you have to light earlier. As we'll learn specifically the halachos of Erev Shabbos with the Chanukah lighting, we'll wait to get to Siman Reish Ayin Tes, Tov Reish Ayin Tes, to go and discuss that. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'hinei Mechaber saw some Kedasa Tur V'siyato. The Mechaber's Stam position, where he doesn't mention the other position, he just mentions the position of the Tur, which is the opinion that's given to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Sfir Lehu, the Masha Omar Gemara, the Zman Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, who Mishatishka Achama, when the Gemara says that the lighting time for the Chanukah is when the sun has set, Hainu Sof Shkia. This is the end of the Shkia. Avo Be'emes Yesh Harbe Rishonim, and you can see this in the Sharetzion Oz Beis, is the Ran, the Rashbo, and the Meiri, and this is the opinion known by the Vilna Gaon as well. Harbe Rishonim, the Sfir Lehu, the Kavonas HaGemara, who Atchilas Shkia Shania, that this refers to the beginning of the second Shkia, Vu Be'erech Reva Shoa Mikodim, and this is about 15 minutes beforehand. Now, it really is going to be 13 and a half minutes because if you divide up the 18 minutes into four parts, so then it is going to be, each part is 4 into 18, so each part is going to be 4 minutes and 30 seconds. And if you take 3 times 4 minutes and 30 seconds, that's going to be 13 and one half minutes. And he rounds this off, and he says roughly a quarter of an hour, 15 minutes. Now let's examine these shitos that we have for when Shkia is and when Tzeisek HaChavim is. And he sees in Dershu foot number one, who reminds us that there are three shitos over here. Number one, he says that there is the opinion Shadas Rabbeinu Tam, which is what the Shulchan Aruch brings down in the name of the Torah, and that's the Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. Sheyesh shtei shkios, that there are two shkios. Shkia Rishona, the first Shkia, is Kishashemesh Miskasis Meinenu Vishokas. That's when the sun goes below the horizon and it's setting. Bizman Zehu Yom Gomer. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, that's still absolutely pure day. Vishir Hiluch Mahalech Shlosha Vereva Mil. And since we say that a person can walk 18 minutes to walk a mil, so the distance that it'll be until the second Shkia is going to be 3 1/4 mil, which will be 3 1/4 times 18 minutes, which will be 58 and one half minutes. And until that time, that's Zman Yom Gomor, according to Rabbeinu Tam. And this distance only then starts the second Shkia after this distance, and then the last 13 and a half minutes, which is from 58 and a half until the 72 minutes, that's known as the Bein HaShmashos, according to Rabbeinu Tam, and then after the 72 minutes, that's when Tzeisa Kochavim kicks in. The Das of the Gaonim, however, and many of the Rishonim, as we brought down, and this is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, La Halacha, is that there's only one Shkia, and that Shkia starts at the time that the sun sets, and then you go a distance of Shloshes Revi'im Mil, which is a 13 and a half minutes, and then it becomes Tzeisa Kochavim. And finally, the third shita, not as well known, is the shita of the Yireim. And that says that the Bein HaShmashos period of time starts before the sun sets. And that's 13 and a half minutes, Shloshar Rivei Mil, Kodem Tchilas HaShkia. And that is one of the reasons why we have the custom of lighting 18 minutes before the sun has set, for those that light 18 minutes before the sun has set, because this way you fulfill even the Tosefes Shabbos on the opinion of even the Yireim. Now, this assumes that a shear of walking a mill is 18 minutes. There are different opinions. There is the opinion as well that it's 22 and a half minutes, and the opinion that it's 24 minutes, and this obviously will change all of these shurim around. We'll continue in Deir Shu footnote number 1 a little bit later on, but let's get back now to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ein in the bir halacha. If you look in Dibra Masku, lo me achrim, he says, Shabiyarnu, dlooso no anoshim anogim lispala mayar bismano, for those people that dive in mayar bismano, which means, Dainu achat says, will call him in. After the stars have come out, so then Nochon Linho Kane Lichatrila Lahad Likod Marv. Then they should light candles, Chanukah, before Marv, because the time for Chanukah is by the Shkia, and the time for Marv is by Tzeisa Kochavim. And Kane Kosa B'morah Ktzia from Yaakov Emden, V'chein Noah Gagrot. And this was in fact the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. V'chein Yatul Bo Kol Kach Shemen. You should therefore put in enough oil into your lamps, or use wax candles that are big enough, Sheyidlok Chatzi Sho Achat Tzeisa Kochavim, that they should last at least a half an hour after the Tzeisa Kochavim to fulfill that shear. And if a person didn't light and now it's Tzeisa Kochavim, then he should daven Maariv first, do Tadir, because this is a more frequently done mitzvah. Maariv is a Tadir, and Hadlokas Neros is Eino Tadir compared to Maariv, and therefore Tadir Sheino Tadir Kodim. And furthermore, Bo Mitzvah's Kriyashma, which is a Daraisa, and brings down the name of Shari Tshuva. And furthermore, even those the people that light the candles always after they daven Maariv, they should certainly set it up. That's proper. They should set up the Chanukah lift beforehand, the oil there, they put up the candles, called into Tfilas Arvus before they daven Maariv, they should be able to light immediately as soon as they finish davening Maariv and come home. Because if they wait to set up the candles after they come home from Maariv, so then you have to definitely be concerned Shiyavar Ikur's Manad Lakosu, that you may miss the Ikur Zman, which is Uchatzi Shah Medina Dugmar. That's only the first half hour, and therefore it takes them a while to daven Maariv after the Tzeisa Kochavim, and then to come home and set up the candles, they may miss the entire Zman. Now, let's look in the Bir Halacha, Tira Matzah Lo Ma'achrim. He brings down, Mishanoik told me the spell of Maariv Zmano. The person goes and is always davening Maariv at the right time, meaning the Hainu Achar Tzeisa Kochavim. So what should he do? Ech Yatzeh. He brings down the name of the Prima Godim. And he says, Litchos Tilas Arvus Mishum Zeh Gam Kinen Uchnai. To go and delay Maariv so you can light candles, that's not right. The Eishwa Mitzvah is Kriyashma Ashi Daraisa, because that's a Mitzvah Daraisa. The Gam Tadu Kodim, as we just brought down. And therefore, he says, Alkei Nirali. The Chofetz Chaim says, the optimal way for such a person to do so, the Ish Kozeh Bavadeh Min Anocho Shiyad the Kodim Maariv. As we brought down the Mishnah Berurah, and here he explains it more in the Bir Halacha, you should light candles before you daven Maariv. And this is true, Echad, number one, the Har Beri Shonim, Sviru Luhu, the Lechatchila, Yeshad, the Hokain, Kemosh Evi Agrat, because that's really the right way to do it, as the Vilna Gaon says, Lechatchila. V'od, the Afatur, Shekosa Soshki, even according to the Torah, the Rabbeinu Tam, that says you should light it towards the end of the Shkia, which means the beginning of the second Shkia, Yivokach, V'somuch, the Gam Kain, Hu Sviru Le, the Yochel Akdim, Ad Karu, the Chatzi Shom Mikoda. Even they could say that you're allowed to light it a half an hour beforehand, so even though it's almost the time for Maariv, so light the candles then, and then go daven Maariv. And he says, especially if you hold like the Rambam holds that Shkiyosa Hainu Mamish Imizban Shiniskasa Shemesh Be'enenu. The Rambam says you have to light it as soon as the sun sets. The first real sunset. And the Rambam says you can't light later on. And Im Avar Zman Zeh Shulo Yatiko, you can't light according to the Rambam. So if you want to fulfill all the Shitas, this is what you should do. You should light before you daven Maariv in that situation, if you daven Maariv B'tzeisa Kochavim. In Canaan, you have to be shot Tzeisa Kochavim, because if you only light it, shot Tzeisa Kochavim, and you'll see Klam, it's just a local, that's the Rambam. You're absolutely missing out the Rambam's shear. And if we skip a couple lines down, he says, the Chavetz Chaim, Akinira, the Tov, the Nochel, the Chatil, the Lahad, the Kodim Arv. In this situation, you should definitely light before you Dabri Marv. Again, this is the people Dabri Marv at Tzeisa Kochavim. And he says in Shari Tshuva as well, bring down for the Machzik Bracha, Shemisha Osa Kein Loiv, said, if you do this, you're absolutely correct, you're not losing out. And he says, Lofi, Masho Chakmu, Yesh Lino Kein Lechachila. And not only you're not losing out, that's the right way to do this, Lechachila. Now, back to the issue for number one, in the fourth paragraph at the top of the second column, the issue for number one. Mishnoi lahadlik b'tzeisah kochavim. If a person lights always b'tzeisah kochavim, or minog lochu b'tzeisah kochavim k'rabbeinu tam, and he always waits for the Rabbeinu tam's man, which is 72 minutes, he says, but he does this b'toras chumra. So what should he do? So Rabbi Yashin Zatzal and Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, lahadlik b'chaim chaim, they both hold. They shouldn't wait till the Rabbeinu Tam's man, but you should light it earlier in order to be choshish for the das of the Rambam. Then it would be too late to light. And this was also the opinion of Chayin Noag Rogon, which was Zalman Zetzal. And he writes, even though he always kept the Rabbeinu Tam's man and didn't do any melacha motzi Shabbos until Rabbeinu Zman Tam, nevertheless, he would light earlier during the weekdays. The Chayin Das, Rinis and Karlitz, Zatzal, he would do the same thing as well. However, but that's only for people that are machmir hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. But if you really hold that the Rabbeinu Tam is the din, so then you could wait till the Rabbeinu Tam's man all year long. On the other hand, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, and Igros Moshe brings down, he says somebody who's just machmir to hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, he doesn't do avoda, nevertheless, he shouldn't rush home to light the Chanukah licht on Motzi Shabbos before then. And as we'll see later on, he shouldn't ask his wife to go and light for him at home, even though he's not home from shul. He says nowadays, we especially, most people light later on anyway, because the Pirsum HaNes is for the B'nai Bayis, and therefore they're going to be around anyway, so therefore you should light it after the Rabbeinu Tam's man. And this is all the opinion of Rav Ozin Zatzal. And this was also the minhag of Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik Zatzal. Shalol Lashanos Hisman Yitzias Shabbos Motzi Shabbos Chanukah Mishar Shabbos Hashanah. Whatever time you accept Motzi Shabbos to be over the rest of the year, even if it's a chumrah, you should do so on Motzi Shabbos Chanukah as well. The issue for number two brings down from Maisa Rav from the Vilna Gaon. Shizman had lokas near Chanukah Mishishka Hachama Kodim Seis Chum. Should light it from the sun sets. Alkein Madlikim Kodim Tzvilas Arvus. And therefore, his shita is lechatchila. You should light before Marv. And therefore, he brings down the Chayyadim. Again, it's for people to daven Marv later at Seis Chum. If you daven Marv early in Shul, so then you can daven Marv and then come home. You'll still make this shita. Now, Chayyadim says he doesn't mean you light the minute the Shkia has occurred. He means just before the Tzeitzel Kochavim. This is also the opinion of Rechaim Kanievsky, Shlita. Now, in the Bir HaGra himself, he writes, it's at the very beginning of the Shkia, and this is what the Talmidei of the Gra, when they went to Eretz Yisrael, many of them in Hogan Eretz Yisrael, from the Talmidim of the Gra, they were daktig ma'od lahaktim lahadlik b'tchilas ha-shkia mamish. They would light at the very, very beginning of the Shkia, and this brought down the name of Shlomo Zalman as well, Sheminog Yerushalayim, me'yosho yelahakbid ma'od lahadlik b'diyuk b'tchilas ha-shkia. They would light at the beginning of the Shkia b'diyuk, and this was the opinion of Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik Zatzal, lahadlik b'zman, v'lo lahafsig rega b'zman ha-mitzvah, and not to miss out 1 second of the mitzvah, which is from the Tchilas Hashkia Mamish, according to the Bir HaGra. And the Avni Nezer, he brings down, when this time comes, kol rega berega shalom adlikin, every second that you don't light, ma'avdin chelik mitzvah. You're losing out a little bit of the mitzvah. On the other hand, the minhag of the Chazon Ish was to wait about 20 minutes after the Shkia. And this was the opinion of the Imi Emes and the Beis Yisrael, the Gedolim from Gur Zatzal, lahadlik esum dakus achashkia. Why? So Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal explains his uncle, the Chazon Ish, shebaofen zeh yotzi midei kol hashitos, yotzi all the shitos this way. Because according to the Gaonim, this man is tzeisah kochavim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's tchilas hashkia hashnia, which is 13 and a half minutes before the tzeisah kochavim, which is not necessarily 72 minutes in Eretz Yisrael. The Chazon Ish says in Eretz Yisrael, it's actually only about 40 to 45 minutes after the Shkia. And this way, by lighting 20 minutes after the sun has set, you also all the different Shitos. I mean, in the rest of this Dirshu footnote for much more detail. But Moshe Feinstein, that found in the Igros Moshe, brings down, should light 10 minutes after the Shkia, and he brings down a number of very important concurrent points, and especially in America, where he says the actual Seis HaKochavim is 9.5 minutes after the Shkia, according to the Vilna Gaon, and certainly 50 minutes after the Shkia, Yotze, the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, technically. Similarly, other great Gedolim say you should light 15 minutes after the time that's listed in the Shkia, and in the rest of this Dershu footnote as well. He brings down a very interesting case. What happens if a boy becomes bar mitzvah? Should he wait until Seis HaKochavim when he's definitely bar mitzvah, or should he light earlier when, according to many, he may or may not be a bar mitzvah, but he's able to fulfill the mitzvah on the Rabbanu level for sure? Very interesting discussion. I end this Dershu footnote. He does bring down some opinions that say he should light it early. Some opinions say he should light it later. And one opinion says he can light it early because even though he may still be a katan at that point in time, technically a katan who's close to his bar mitzvah, certainly is a bar chinuch in this situation, could be motzi a gadol. So paradoxically, he's lighting as a katan to be motzi himself as a gadol a little bit later on. The issue foot number three explains why you should put in enough oil that should last a half an hour past the Tzeis HaKochavim. This is to be yotzi all of the poskim that say that the tchila of the hadlaka is from Tzeis HaKochavim and onwards. The issue foot number four in the first paragraph says a whole similar discussion in regards to Bdikas Chametz and Davni Marv. And the second paragraph he says, Umishayesh lo minyan kavul arvis b'shom lucharis. The person davs Marv every night at 10 o'clock. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Mutal lo lahadik neros chanaka b'tzeis hakochavim ulusbala arvis l'acham mekein. You don't have to worry about Tadr v'sheino Tadr in that situation. Tadr v'sheino Tadr only applies when both of them being applicable to you at the same exact time. But here, Marv isn't yet your time. You always daven at 10 o'clock Marv. This is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv, Rav Vozner, and Zatzal and Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. He says, however, a mispalo arvis motzei Shabbos b'shav mucheres. If somebody davens marv late on motzei Shabbos, so then Rav Yashiv says, sheno rashoy lahakdim lahadlik neros chanukah b'tzeis hakochavim kodem tfilas arvis. He shouldn't go and light in that situation chanukah look beforehand, because the definition of motzei Shabbos is that you daven marv and therefore you shouldn't light beforehand. He says, umi sheino yochel gam lispalo b'tzibor v'gam lahadlik neros chanukah. If you have a choice, you can either do only one or the other. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, it would be better in that situation to light the Chanukah licht in the proper time rather than to daven with a minion. The issue for number five is a very interesting and important shaila. What happens if the man is home, but his wife's not at home? Should he wait for his wife, or should he light in the most ideal time? So this is a great shaila, and he brings down, Misha ishto choseres labayis achas man hadlaka. She comes home at a little bit of a later time. So he brings down from Yashiv Zatzal, shelo yamtin lo, as long as she's going to come back within a half an hour, so you yotze according to some shittos, then you should wait for her because of shalom bayis. However, if she's going to come back later than that, you're not yotze. So therefore, you should light beforehand, even though she's not home. However, he says nowadays that most people light in the window or the lighting in their own house, so then he brings down that it would be okay to wait for her because in that situation, she's the one that you're doing the pirsumi nisa for and she's in the house. On the other hand, Rav Ozer Zatzal says, Shebechol ofen yeshu lahamtin ad sheishto tachso. He says, wait for your wife to come home. This is also the opinion of Rav Ben Zion Abashol. And he says, Shem tigrom aydekach machloks. If this is going to lead to a ketota, fighting between the husband and the wife, certainly the husband should wait for his wife to come home. And this is also the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, who says about Rav Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld Zatzal, the great Godel from Yushalayim, who writes, he was very makbit to always light early like the Vilna Gaon, but if his wife wasn't home, he would always wait for his wife till he lit the candles. He brings a beautiful rai. He says that ner beso odif ner chanukah, if you only have enough for ner Shabbos or ner chanukah, you light the ner Shabbos because of shalom bayis. So certainly he says you should hold off lighting the candles to a less optimal time in order for shalom bayis. Now we're going to Mishabur Sivkon Beis, and he writes, if a person is under duress, so then you can light earlier. So he brings down, he's telling us, he won't have time later on. So the only time he can do it is an hour and 15 minutes before the sun is set, so that's acceptable. Mishabur Sivkon Gimel, this is Plaga Mincha, who Shor Revia, Kodim Tzeis HaKochavim. This is 1 hour and 15 minutes, halachic hours before the Tzeis HaKochavim. V'chashvina HaShor Lefi Kodesh HaYom. And this is dependent upon the length of the daylight hours. You divide the daylight hours, according to many, from the sun rising till the sun setting. Others say, no, it's from dawn until the Tzeis HaKochavim. The famous machlokas between Logan Avram and the Vilna Gaon. In any event, you divide this up, V'chashvina HaShor Lefi Kodesh HaYom, the Hainu, which is going to be Shos Manios, what we call 12 equal parts in a Shos Manios, V'yochel Avarach Kamkein, and when you're lighting earlier, albeit it's after the Plaga Mincha, so then you'll have to go make a bracha. Mishbur Sivkot and Dalit, he adds, Dim lo yadik v'layla, lekup smenisa. The reason why you're supposed to put in enough oil that it will last until the nighttime, because if you don't put in enough oil, who says that you're lighting here a Chanukah licht? It's during the daytime and it's not going to be recognizable. V'lenosim b'shemen, rakishir chatzi shor, kinog kol yom. If you only put in a half an hour's worth, yachzor, what should you do? Go and put in more, v'itim b'shemen v'yadik. And you should go put in more oil and relight it. But you don't make another bracha. Many interesting things in Dirshu footnote 7, but we'll go to the third paragraph, which brings down from Shelus Chuvas Sheva Levi Rav Ozer Zatzal. Shenira Lachria Sha'odu Shiadik Biatzmo Bishaw Mucheres Malayla. It's preferable for you to go light on your own later in the evening rather than asking a shliach to light for you in the proper zman. And therefore, Mikshum Kach Daito Shemira Shabal Ma'achel Molu Beso. If you're going to come home late from work, don't ask your wife to go light for you earlier in the proper time, but you should light for yourself. On the other hand, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal disagrees, and he says it's preferable in that situation that your wife should light for you earlier rather than waiting for you to light later on at a less optimal time. on Matzah Shabbos, however, wait till after it definitely is over. Shabbos, don't have your wife light for you earlier before you come home from shul. With this, we conclude today's shiur.